You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So yesterday we had a conversation with South Carolina GOP Chairman Chad Connally, and he implied in that conversation, you'll hear in a moment, that President Obama is a Marxist. And I'm not sure what you think when you hear comments like that. With me now is James Marone, a political science professor at Brown University. And James, when you hear conservatives calling people Marxists or socialists and liberals calling the GOP fascists, possibly there's some confusion out there, right?
Absolutely. And to either fascist or Marxist, I would say absolutely not. We're the people who invented democratic capitalism. We've always had democratic capitalism. But the really interesting question, Celeste, is what's the grain of truth? What's the discomfort in the American body politic that is pushing people to make these vastly exaggerated claims?
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, we have a brief explainer here. Political science 101, if you will. And James, I want you to take a listen and let me know if we get anything wrong, okay?
Okay.
In a season of high politics and low poll numbers, there's a lot of heated talk, even more so in an age when the parties are so divided, even within themselves. Accusations and allegations fly. People sometimes play fast and loose with the language. And there's something I've noticed about the name calling. Maybe you can spot it. Take a listen.
He's running a government that Karl Marx would be appreciative of and write about.
One word that describes that toxic blend. You're a fascist.
We have a president that's a socialist.
Well, I mean, he's a fascist.
The president is a Marxist.
If you could compare President Bush to any historical figure, who do you think is most similar?
Hitler, clearly.
They shouldn't be called Democrats. They should be referred to properly as the Commie Crap Party.
If you guessed incorrect use of political and economic terms, you give yourself 5 points. It drives me nuts. Both sides, all sides. So ready to use words like socialist or fascist, but never accurately. And it got me wondering, do most Americans know what these things really are?
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
So give me a couple minutes of your time. I can clear this all up for you. Call it the beginner's guide to isms. So let's start with the guy that, in some sense, started it all, Karl Marx. It's easy to identify a Marxist, that's someone who believes in the philosophical or political ideas outlined by Karl Marx, basically the notion that class struggle is at the heart of social change in the civilized world. Less easy to tell you what Marxism is, since Karl changed his mind a few times and he didn't write about any one kind of political or economic system. So if you're planning to call someone a Marxist anytime soon, be sure you're clear on whether he or she is a Western Marxist, a structural Marxist, a neo-Marxist, or maybe even part of the Frankfurt School. Or better yet, maybe you should choose a different insult.
You pompous, stuck-up,
half-witted, scruffy-looking
son of a motherless goat!
Now, when you study Marxism, you're going to end up reading about perhaps the most popular insult in politics today, socialist.
Congresswoman Bachmann has said that President Obama has, quote, ushered in socialism. Governor Perry says that this administration is, quote, hell-bent toward taking America toward a socialist country. When Speaker Gingrich was asked if he believes President Obama is a socialist, he responded, quote, sure, of course he is.
Now, as far as socialism is concerned, that term has been evacuated of content over the last century that it's hard even to use.
That's Noam Chomsky there. Originally, though, Marx thought socialism was one of the stages of society, what happens after the working class staged a revolution against the capitalists. But that's not how it turned out in real life. Socialism is an economic system in which popularly elected councils decide how the economy should be run, and the workers own the means of production, but individuals own the products. To make it a little simpler, the state owns the auto plant, but an individual can own their own car. The fact is, most first world nations use some ideas that might sound socialist. Is a collective socialist?
Help, Mark, help, Mark, help.
Because that's what our military is. So are our highways. And as Ron Paul points out, so are many other things.
Educate children is socialism?
Well, in a way, that when the state runs things, that is you know, a socialist idea, that it should be collective. I preach homeschooling and private schooling and competition.
All right, quick guide here. This comment?
Hi, I'm a socialist. We need to redistribute wealth.
Socialist. This comment?
My attitude is that if the economy is good for folks from the bottom up, it's going to be good for everybody. And I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
Is not.
In recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, We take his word for it.
Communism, another popular term bandied about in the halls of Congress and at campaign stops. Marx believed communism is what comes after socialism, and these two isms are pretty similar with some important differences. Communism is more than economics. In communism, there are no classes, there's no religion. And instead of a popularly elected council, you have a single authoritarian party making all the decisions. No personal property either. To go back to that earlier example, the people own the plant and the cars in communism, and the ruling party decides how best to use them for the good of society.
In Soviet Russia, car drives you.
So, this.
I am the man who arranges the blocks that continue to fall from up above.
Is communist. This.
Some think we can change poverty by just helping poor people in our families and churches and neighborhoods.
Is not. We in America use a political system called democracy. That's another ism, but I think most people get it. With an economy that's mainly capitalist, somehow in the hands of an angry ideologue, both of those things can become derisive. So let's quickly refresh our memories on what capitalism is. Some people may think it's robber barons running roughshod over the poor or the exploitation of the many for the benefit of the few. But capitalism simply refers to an economic system in which some people own and control the means of production and the profits derived from it, and then the political system that encourages that. So, this...
There's one car that takes you anywhere you want to go. The Model T. Strong, sturdy, with a will of its own.
Is capitalism this...
Let them eat cake.
Is not. And now we get to the big bad-ism, the granddaddy of political insults. That's right, fascism.
I will now refer to this country no longer as the United States of America. I will refer to it as the fascist states of America.
So, this...
In einer stolzen Selbsteinschätzung, die Führung...
Is fascism... This.
Beginning Monday, most passengers here at Logan's Terminal A...
I need your hand. Put your hands above your head.
...will be directed to the Secure 1000, an expensive machine that uses a tiny amount of radiation to take a see-through picture of a person's body.
Is not. Fascism, a system of government that's dictatorial, centralized, state control of private businesses. It's repressive, nationalistic, usually violent. The first fascist government was Mussolini's Italy. But the ultimate fascist, Nummer Eins, was Hitler. And calling someone a Nazi or painting a little black mustache on their picture is the most convenient and most inappropriate insult used by both conservatives and liberals. No matter how much you hate something, your dislike doesn't make it fascist.
Relax. All right, don't try to strike everybody out. Strikeouts are boring. Besides that, they're fascist. Throw some ground ball. It's more democratic.
Okay, so there you go. The Beginner's Guide to Modern Isms. You'll never call someone a communist again without good cause, right? James Marone is still with us, political science professor at Brown University. James, is everything there pretty much on the ball?
Pretty much on the ball, Celeste. I'd say that's a good Beginner's Guide to Political Science 101. Notice one thing about all these things. What every one of them is trying to do is figure out how to combine governments on the one hand and economies on the other. And for us, that really means how you combine government, efficient government on the one hand, and markets on the other. Those are two things that don't go together all that easily. So there's always some tension, but every society has to do both, good government and an efficient market. The Soviet Union collapsed because they couldn't figure out how to make their markets operate. They tried to operate without markets, didn't work. I think one danger in some ideological statements today, and it would be a huge irony, would be that if we paid so much attention to getting the markets right, that we forgot to keep our government operating effectively and efficient. A good society, whatever your ism, has to have both operating at full speed.
So we are a democratic capitalist society with some socialist elements, right?
You know, I wouldn't say that. I think almost all capitalist societies have to have common projects, just as you said in Political Science 101. You got to have airports, you got to have an army, and you want to do something for old people when they retire. That has always been right back to Adam Smith and the founding of capitalism. That's always been part of capitalism, and that has saved capitalism again and again. The idea that within markets, we work on common projects that markets themselves wouldn't provide. Now, what fits into that gray area is what we're really disputing.
James Marone, political science professor at Brown University, an intellectualist, right, James?
Let's just all go with democratic capitalism.
There you go. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.